Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Ed Keehan, a portfolio manager and managing director at Quantitative Management Associates in Newark, New Jersey. Glad to get your insights this morning, Ed, because we're still getting economic data that's quite mixed. Earnings have been a bit tepid, and quite a few companies have been ratcheting down their outlook. Given all that, why is Wall Street so enthusiastic?
Because I think the longer run picture is actually getting clearer and also getting better. I think although there's mixed current data, the longer term outlook for the U.S. economy is that we're going to break out, I believe, from this kind of 2% growth that we've seen for quite a while, and that we're going to move higher over the course of the rest of this year, but especially into 2014 and 2015. And I think that's what the market's anticipating.
We heard from Fed Bank of San Francisco President John Williams yesterday that the tapering off of all the bond buying could start in the next few months. Read that maybe as soon as summer. Now, we pride ourselves on having the first word here at Bloomberg, but let me ask you this. That's not likely to be the last word on this tapering question, is it, since Mr. Williams is not a voting member?
Well, clearly the Fed will eventually taper purchases. The market knows that. And even the question of when, in my view, is not the critical question, because the Fed will taper when the economy gets better. So we should actually be rooting for the Fed to start to taper. So I think after studying the Fed and its influence on markets and the economy for over three decades now, it seems to me that the key is what's the impact of Fed actions on the real economy, not so much what is the Fed doing as a thing in itself. So if the Fed does start to taper a little earlier than expected, although the markets may react negatively in the short run, I think that's ultimately good news and is part of what I think will lead to a continuation of this bull market.
Yesterday, Walmart reported weak first quarter sales, and I want to play you just a quick soundbite of what the CEO, Mike Duke, blamed for those weak sales.
Sales were pressured primarily by delayed tax refunds, which caused customers to put off discretionary purchases.
Really? You know, I have to say that kind of reminded me of a few years back when Unilever blamed a big drop in profits on the no-carb craze. Is that really the reason that Walmart suffered?
Well, any individual company is going to have some disappointments when you look over the course of an entire quarter. But if you look at all the companies in the S&P 500, although their sales growth is pretty weak, in fact, virtually non-existent, their profit growth is actually still pretty decent. And I think as we go through the rest of this year, profit expectations are probably just a touch high, but are really not all that unrealistic. If you look at some of the reported numbers we've seen so far and you project for the quarter, we'll probably do something above $26 a share on S&P earnings, operating earnings in this quarter that just reported. So you multiply that out, you get about $105 or so for the year. Given I think we're going to see a little bit of growth, we'll probably see something between $105 and $110 on earnings for the S&P 500. So growth is not terribly robust, but it is positive. And despite the headwinds that we started out this year, we clearly had some headwinds from the tax increases, especially the payroll tax increase. We clearly seen some headwinds from the sequester. Clearly the global situation is still weak, and yet we're still seeing growth. So I think what will happen over the course of this year is we'll work our way through some of the remaining problems that have lingered as a result of the Great Recession and the financial crisis, especially tight credit conditions for consumers. We are seeing progress on the labor market. And in my view that as we look out two quarters, five quarters, six quarters from now, it's going to look much brighter for the economy as well as for corporate earnings.
We get some data today from the Conference Board on the Index of Leading Economic Indicators, and the Reuters University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index is due out today as well. What are you expecting there?
Well, I think we're going to see generally positive numbers. There'll be some cross currents here. But for example, just recently we got, in fact, just a couple of days ago, the OECD Leading Economic Indicators data, and my colleague Marco Aoife, who specializes in analyzing that data, believes that it shows, despite the fact that clearly parts of the world, especially in Europe, are in recession, if you look on a forward basis, it looks like things are going to get better pretty much across the globe over the next 6 to 12 months.
You sound pretty optimistic going forward.
I am. Well, I'm an optimist by nature, so I suppose I should offer that caveat. But we do manage quite a bit of money, and we are overweight stocks and have been for quite a while. And I think, again, it's the fundamentals are getting better. That's, I think, the key that the market is looking at. And although I'm sure we'll get a pullback eventually, that's just the nature of markets. I don't think we're going to lose a lot of sleep of trying to time exactly when that pullback comes. I think we're just focusing on what we believe is an improving global economy and global earnings picture.
Ed Kian is Portfolio Manager and Managing Director at Quantitative Management Associates in Newark, New Jersey.
Bloomberg, the first word. Weekday mornings at 5 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.